Alhamdulillah. Before we start, there was a request for a dua. Brother is in Bela Hospital. He's in critical condition. So everyone is requested to pray for his quick recovery, inshallah. I believe it was a stroke that he had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa. Okay, so yesterday I talked a little bit about Yusuf alayhi salam and his interpretation of the dreams for two people. And today, inshallah, I'm going to go into the other dream that he interpreted for the king. I mentioned that briefly yesterday, and I think it piqued some people's interest, so I'm just going to go into that right now. So the king of the time, he saw a dream. What was the dream? He saw, إِنِّي أَرَى سَبَعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٌ وَسَبَعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. He said that I saw a dream. Now he's telling his people around him, his wazirs, his advisors, and so on, that I saw a dream in which there are seven cows that are healthy. And I saw seven cows which are weak. Seven cows, healthy, meaty, full of milk, and just, very pleasing to the eye. And then seven weak, thin cows, which are just skin and bones. But what happens is that those weak cows, they eat the healthy cows. This is one part of the dream. And then he saw seven ears of corn, or seven wheat, seven, what do you call, ears of wheat, which were lush and green, and seven which were completely dry. And according to some riwayat, this dry ears of corn or wheat, they ate the healthy ones, the lush and green ones. So he's surprised, thinking, what could this dream mean? So he asked his people around him that, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَفْتُونِي فِي رُؤْيَايَ إِن كُنْتُمْ لِلرُّؤْيَا تَعْبُرُونَ. Oh, my people, my advisors, tell me the interpretation of this dream if you do indeed interpret dreams. So everyone is baffled because the dream is defying all forms of logic. If a cow is going to eat, you know, the healthy cow is supposed to eat the weak cow, right? Not the other way around. So everyone is surprised. So they say, أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ. These are a bunch of dreams. أَضْغَاث is the plural of دِغْث, and دِغْث means a bunch. So these are bunches of dreams which are confusing to us, and we have no knowledge about the interpretation of dreams. Now, it was at this point that the one that was in prison with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he remembered that Yusuf had interpreted this dream for me, and he had told me that you're going to be a servant in the king's palace and you're going to be serving him wine. Remember me when you get out. And he had forgotten for 7 years. 7 years he had forgotten completely, and now he remembered. So he said to the king, وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَادَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ. The one that was saved from those two that were in the prison with Yusuf alayhi salam, and he remembered after a long time, بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ. Ummah here means a length of time. He said, أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. I'll tell you the interpretation of the dream, so send me. And basically means, send me to Yusuf, send me to the prison. I know a prisoner there who can tell you the interpretation of the dream. So he comes to Yusuf alayhi salam and says, Yusuf wa ayyuha siddiq, O Yusuf, O trustworthy one, O truthful one, aftina fi sab'i baqaratin simanin, give us a fatwa. Aftina, the real meaning is, give us the fatwa, give me a ruling. But here obviously means the interpretation of the dream. Give us the ruling of سَبْعِ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٍ, about a dream in which there are seven healthy cows, but they are eaten by these weak, seven weak cows. وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ, and seven ears of wheat, and seven which are lush and green, and seven which are dry. لَعَلِّي أَرْجِوْ إِلَى النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, so that I can go back to the people so that they can find out what the interpretation of the dream is. So the question is, now Yusuf alayhi salam, he's been in prison for 7 years. He could put a condition that, first of all, he didn't scold the person, that now you remember me after 7 years. Okay, I told you 7 years ago, remember me. You come back to me after 7 years, and you expect me to interpret your dream after 7 years. He didn't scold him. And the second thing is, he could have made a condition, okay, I'll tell you the interpretation of the dream, but you have to set me free. I need some kind of guarantees or sureties that I'm going to be let out of the prison, because I don't want to stay here for the rest of my life. But he didn't. He immediately interpreted the dream. So the lesson we learn from this is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some type of skill, there doesn't necessarily have to be some kind of payback or some kind of recognition or some kind of monetary compensation for you to benefit from getting that skill utilized for the benefit of the community or for the benefit of the society at large. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this skill, so utilize the skill. If you get something for it, that's good. Otherwise, expect your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first thing that we learn from this episode or this part of the story or a story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So he interpreted the dream. He said, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبَا فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ. You're going to have 7 years of good crops. 7 years you'll get rain, a lot of crops, healthy animals, 7 years. So what you're supposed to do during those 7 years, you're supposed to leave the ears of corn and the wheat and everything in their shells. For what? You're supposed to leave them and store them for 7 years that are going to come later on. And those that accumulated wheat and corn and everything, you're going to ration it and use it for 7 years that are going to be hard for you. You're going to have a drought, difficulty, and at that point, you're going to need the wheat that you've accumulated and all the different grains that you've accumulated. So, فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ, whatever you harvest, فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ, leave it in its shell, except a little that you're going to eat. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنْ. Then after that, 7 hard years are going to come, and they're going to eat the years that came before. Eat the years, this was the interpretation of the dream. The 7 cows eating the healthy cows, and the 7 ears of corn which were weak and dry eating the healthy corn or the wheat. This was the dream, that these 7 years are going to come, and they're going to eat the healthy years, or the years in which you are given a lot of crops. And then after that, يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْسِنُونَ, except a little that you have gathered, that is going to remain. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. And then after that, a year is going to come in which people are going to be given rain, and then they're going to be able to يَعْصِرُونَ. The real actual meaning is to squeeze. And you can squeeze fruit, you can squeeze olives and things to, and corn to get oil out. So يَعْصِرُونَ, and according to some of Fasirin, it means, يَعْصِرُونَ means also to milk cows and goats and so on. You'll be able to do that in the 8th year. After the 7 years of hardship, you're going to get this 1 year. So now this person, he goes back to the king and he tells him the interpretation of the dream. And the king says, أُطُونِ بِي, bring this person to me. Because in those days, people relied on fortune tellers, soothsayers, people that could look into the stars and tell the future so that their kingdoms could be protected. Immediately, this king saw the talent of Yusuf alayhi salam and said, bring him to me. Now, the amazing thing is that when he is about to be set free, and the person comes to set him free, Yusuf alayhi salam says, hold on a minute. I'm not going to leave the prison. Why? Until you clear my name, I'm not going to leave the prison. What does he say? فَاسْأَلْهُ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ إِنَّ رَبِّي بِكَيْدِهِنَّ عَلِيمٌ. When the messenger came to Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, go back to your lord, meaning the master, the king, and ask him, what was the situation of those women that cut their hands? If you know the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, there was a situation where Yusuf was displayed in front of a lot of women, and they were given knives to cut the fruit. And instead of cutting the fruit, they were so bewildered and amazed at his beauty that they were cutting their own hands and not really realizing it. They were hypnotized by how handsome he was. So he says here, and at that point, when all of these women are crazy for him, he says that, I want to go to prison. Allah save me from this fitna and this problem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua and put him in the prison. But then, you know, the point was that he wanted to clear his name, and he wanted to have a clean record that he had nothing to do with the situation. He was clean, his intentions were clean, and he had no intention of engaging in any type of illicit relationship. And because of that, he ended up in prison. So he wanted to get his record clean, and he's not going to leave the prison before that. So again, this is what happened. And again, it goes against our natural instinct that if you've been in prison for 7 years, you will take every opportunity, the first opportunity, to go out and get your freedom. So he said that, what was the situation of the women that cut their hands? Inna Rabbi bi kaydihinna alim. Indeed, my Lord is fully aware of their plots and their planning. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ. Now the king says to all of those women, قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَدْتُنَا يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِي. What's your testimony when you tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam? What happened? So then the women, obviously, they felt embarrassed that because of them, a person has been suffering in prison for 7 years. They said, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Said, no, we didn't see anything bad from his character. And the Imra'atul Aziz, the main instigator of all these problems, she was also part of clearing his name. She said also, الآن حصص الحق أنا رابطته عن نفسي وإنه لمن الصادقين. She said, I was the one that tried to seduce him, and he is truthful. There is nothing wrong with this person's character. So now, a few ayahs later, first of all, in the ayah before, the king said, bring him to me. When he got the interpretation of the dream, he said, bring him to me. But now Yusuf alayhi salam is taking a stand for his character, and he wants to clear his name, and he will not leave the prison until his name is cleared. The king is even more adamant that he wants this person to be part of the people around him. And he said, قَالَ الْمَلِكُ تُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصُ لِنَفْسِي. The king said, bring him to me. I want him to be purely for me. I want him for me only. I want this person to be my right-hand man. So, again, like we said at the beginning of this surah, this Ahsanul Qasas, it has so many stories, so many lessons that we can learn from this surah. And these are a couple of lessons that we can learn. But let's go back to a little bit more of this, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned this thing. One of the things that we heard at the beginning of the surah, I didn't mention it, but Allah says at the beginning of the surah, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in charge of the affairs of Yusuf alayhi salam. But most people do not know. And the human being, when he goes through difficulty in his life sometimes, he, you know, loses hope. And he thinks that, you know, what's going on with my life? What's going on with my situation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has neglected me, he's rejected me, he's not listening to my du'as. Look at the story of Yusuf and how he was languishing in a prison for 7 years. How he was thrown out of his house, left his family, and was in a well, was a slave for a while. Then he was in prison for 7 years. But then the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such that he got Yusuf alayhi salam out. Who was the one that put the two people in the prison with Yusuf alayhi salam and he interpreted their dreams? Who was the one that made the king have the dream? Who was the one that made that young man who was with Yusuf alayhi salam remember that Yusuf alayhi salam is in prison and he interprets dreams? It was obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we have any type of situation, the questions we need to ask ourselves are, number one, am I being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there any kind of disobedience in my life? If not, then that's fine. I'm I'm on the right path. I need to be patient, maybe need to give sadaqah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's in control. Obviously, I try to get myself out of the situation too, but ultimately, we leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the one in charge, and He will make things better for me. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Indeed, with every difficulty, there's ease. With every difficulty, there's ease. And this is one of the big lessons that we learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then, like I said yesterday, the story goes on that Yusuf alayhi salam becomes in charge of the whole wing, the department of agriculture, and he then goes on to meet his brothers, and then all of his family come and they're reunited. Beautiful story, which obviously we don't have time for. Just as a matter of interest, on Thursday nights, I'm doing tafsir of Surah Yusuf. I've just started it. So inshallah, if you want to be part of it after Ramadan, you can listen to it inshallah in its entirety in detail. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.